All right. This is Rocky Flats. You are tuned into the Colorado Community Radio Network. I am live from recorded from Streetside Productions. And I am sitting here with the Gasoline Lollipops, or at least two members of. Go ahead and introduce yourself, folks.
Hey, my name is Clay Rose, lead singer and rhythm guitar.
And I'm Donnie Ambory. I play the Telecaster.
All right, and we had a live performance in here, which we will also have for you folks out there if you want to tune in and check that out. What songs did you play for us in order?
Oh, in order. Geez, I'm testing my short
Well, you can go
memory.
Random just to fuck with the audience.
We played Drink My Fill, Death, Longest Night, and Jesus Ain't Dead.
Nice. Those are all very dark titles.
Except for Jesus Ain't Dead, I find that to be pretty hopeful.
Well, I guess that is pretty hopeful. Yeah. I guess I took it as I just heard the dead part.
Yeah, who's dark now?
Yeah, you're right. So, you guys are playing Frozen Dead Guy Days this weekend, correct?
Yes, we are. Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, 13th. Sunday.
In the beer brats and...
Beer bourbon and brats.
Beer bourbon. It's just everything that could give you a heart attack tent. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. And that is the beer, bourbons, and brews tent? Beer, brews, and bourbons tent?
Beer, bourbon, and...
There's bourbon and beer and bacon.
Not to be mistaken with the blue ball tent.
Not right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's got a different name. That's called
the blue ball tent.
No, it's something about resurrection.
Oh, really? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so who else is in the Gasoline Lollipops that isn't here right now?
Adam Perry plays drums. And Bad Brad Morse plays upright bass. And occasionally Jeb Bowes sits in with us on fiddle when he's not on tour with Brandi Carlile or Gregory Alan Isikoff.
Will he be there for Frozen Dead Guy Days?
Yes, he will.
All right. Now, what shows have you recently played?
Again, you're testing my short-term memory.
Played Oscars Lions not so long ago.
Oscar Blues.
Yeah.
Nice.
yeah, play the Waterloo a lot. That all kind of runs together.
Yeah,
again,
we're
in a steady
we're
stream
house band
of playing
at Waterloo
there.
In Louisville. We play there every Tuesday night, and I feel like
we've
played
done some...
a ton of shows. It's just like kind of.
Well, that's a good sign. That means you're playing so much you can't even keep track.
We really are. This Something week, like this next week, we have like 6 gigs. So yeah, we're staying busy.
Now, how long have you guys been a band?
Oh, that is a trick question, because this band has changed format a lot. And the actual name Gasoline Lollipops was originally attached to a band in 2005.
Wow.
But it has changed a lot since then. It's not at all the same band that it was. It started out as like a surf psychobilly punk band.
Interesting.
Yeah, and now we're more like alt-country... folk rock, I guess.
There's still a certain amount of psycho involved.
Yeah,
just something I can't get rid of.
Yeah,
no matter
it's a
how
good
much
thing. It's a good
I
thing.
Try. The meds aren't even helping.
Well, that tells you a lot about modern medicine.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you guys have any shows coming up besides the Frozen Dead Guy Days?
We're playing Oscar Blues in Longmont on the 18th.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can always check the Oscar Blues site.
Yeah, or just check our Facebook
check
page.
Yeah.
We got all of our shows listed there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can people find more information about you online?
Facebook.com/GasolineLollipops, or if they want to listen to music, they can go to bandcamp.com/GasolineLollipops.
It's the nicest thing about the name. There really isn't any competition for Gasoline Lollipops.
Yeah, no, that's a
unique
name.
We have all
name.
The websites slash Gasoline Lollipops.
Yeah. Or Gas Pops, for short.
There are some of them like that.
Gas Pop. That sounds like a really bad gasoline company. Gas Pop. Yay! So, you guys have how many albums do you guys have? I've heard a lot of recordings of you guys, but I don't know if there's actually an album out there.
Yeah, we have 2.5 albums right now.
The third record we've recorded twice, if even 3 times before, I think. 3 times before, and yet we're not satisfied.
But it's called
but
Resurrection.
Those recordings, yeah, those recordings do exist in the...
It's not an easy thing to do,
in
to
the
resurrect.
Digital universe, yeah.
Death was a quick one to put out.
Yeah.
That comes pretty easily.
Resurrection takes a little more oomph.
Dawn was the first one, and that took a bit of work. Dawn took a bit of work, but not as much as Resurrection.
Anybody can kill a guy.
Yeah, yeah,
but bringing him back to life is a different deal.
That's a whole another game. So hopefully, I'm hoping we can see you guys at the Tough Shed on Frozen Dead Guy Days. One other question for you guys. Do you guys record out of a certain studio, or when you, with these songs that you do put together, is there a certain studio you record with, or do you guys record wherever you can fit it in to wherever you can fit it in, or how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I have a wire-filled garage, not unlike yours here, that we've done, although we did the second record at a studio up in Ward that Kodiak Lake, if that's still working as a studio. I'm not sure what they're doing, but it once was the studio of Kitaro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boulder's elder musical statesman or whatever.
I did not know he was from here.
He lived here a long time anyway. Yeah. I think he was from somewhere in Asia.
He had this giant barn converted into a studio to record his giant drum, which is like as big around as, I don't know, 500-year-old redwood tree or something. So this room is just gigantic, super big and boomy and... gave a sort of a swimming psychedelic sound in there.
Yeah.
But we're recording Resurrection in Donnie's studio, which is a lot more than a garage with wires in it.
It's pretty fancy as garages go.
Yeah, it's super nice.
He's being humble.
He is being humble. Of course, I just stand up for him because I'm doing carpentry work in there.
Yeah.
You're like, it is not like that.
Gotta justify the expense.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming by. I look forward to seeing you guys at Frozen Dead Guy Days, and we would love to have you guys come back, especially once this whole operation here is complete.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Get the whole band in here. That'd be great.
Yeah, awesome. Man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You. So again, folks, thanks for tuning in. This has been Rocky Flats. You have heard the Gasoline Lollipops, and be at Frozen Dead Guy Days this weekend, all weekend, March 11th through the 13th. Sounds about right.
Yep.
And be in Netherland, because it's ridiculous, and what better way to spend your life than doing ridiculous shit. Thank you, and have a great night.